All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. So we are joined today by our second guest, well, third guest, actually. In the studio. We are joined today by Simon Reynolds, who is a co-founder and the current chair of the Community Soccer Hub. He also has a wide range of experiences in various community services roles and currently works in youth homelessness. He's also a proud ASU for Palestine member, and also Simon has actually spent some time living and working as a music teacher in the West Bank city of Nablus. One of the reasons we have him on our program today is Simon is actually being part of organising the upcoming Solidarity Cup for Palestine, which we advertised earlier on our activist calendar. Simon, I just want to hear, can you start off by telling us a bit about the Solidarity Club and even just a bit of a story on how it's sort of coming together? Because, I mean, from the outside, it just looks like a very kind of fantastic kind of community kind of event, but it's also gets a really good balance between being a community event, but also having very strong politics. Because sometimes in the Palestine movement, I remember earlier on the piece, there's a lot of people like want to do sort of kite flying things, which meant that sometimes they would try and invite ALP politicians to be there, which I think was problematic. Whereas this Solidarity Cup, it looks like it's a great family-friendly community event, but it's also kept the politics front and centre.
Yep. Oh, good morning.
Yeah.
So you nailed it. Yeah, basically the Solidarity Cup is exactly that. We were approached at the Community Soccer Hub to host a tournament by a bunch of amazing like solidarity groups in the western suburbs, so like Brimbank for Palestine, Wyndham for Palestine, Melton for Palestine, Hobson's Faith for Palestine, and they've been doing a lot of the organizing out there around sort of like getting motions up in local council and stuff like that. We've always wanted to host a tournament like this. It's just in the middle of football season, it gets a little bit difficult, so we're really like proud and happy to collaborate with those guys.
And can you tell us a bit about the sort of program of sort of activities? So it goes from like 10 a.m. to sort of 3 p.m.
Yeah. Well, the catalyst is obviously the football tournament.
Yep.
And the fundraising aspect, but we're hoping to use it as well as sort of like a big get together for people in that area for like information sharing. There's going to be lots of stalls. These solidarity groups actually are part of some amazing programs sort of around local council elections coming up as well. So there's going to be information about which candidates are good on Palestine and which ones aren't. There's an amazing thing which I absolutely love, which was started by those groups called Shut the Door, which sort of goes back to what you guys were talking about earlier. It's like football clubs and community groups, like ALP members in the area, they're quite happy to go out there and take their photos with community multicultural faces and groups and stuff, but are actually quite terrible when it comes to, you know, doing anything meaningful, or especially on Palestine. So Shut the Door is basically a campaign which is exactly that. Like, you can't come and get your social credit until you start taking a decent stand on these issues. So, yeah, that's what we're proud of. We love that sort of stuff.
Yeah. It's really good to see that block. Hear about the Western Bloc of solidarity groups for Palestine. Building that solidarity across communities. How did you sort of, how did this all sort of start? How did you come up with this idea? How are you organizing as well?
The organizing is pretty hectic, pretty daily. There's like actually a lot involved with getting it all together. Which is why it's been amazing to have all these groups involved. There's so much different knowledge within the group. We're taking care of the football aspect of it, but there's so much other stuff behind the scenes which is going on. I think it came about, we were approached just by knowing some of the people within the Brimbank for Palestine group, if we'd be interested in hosting something like this. And like I said, it's something we've always wanted to do, but maybe haven't had the energy or capacity to. And we were one of the early sort of signatories, I guess, to the Shut the Door campaign, because that's something I feel quite strongly about too. So
Tell us, like, you know, how, you know, what's involved on the day, like where it is, when it is, remind us how people can get involved and also in the Shut the Door campaign as well, Simon.
Best thing to do would be to check out the various, like Brimbank for Palestine Instagram has a lot of information. The Community Soccer Hub has a lot of information about the day. It's at our beautiful home in Selwyn Park in Albion. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, it's essentially a football tournament, but like I said, there's food and music and
prizes.
Speakers. There is. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. Heaps of raffles. Like I said, it's a fundraiser for two Palestinian based organizations. Palestine Sports for Life and the Gazan Urban Women's Agripreneurs Forum, which is an amazing organization that, I guess, provides material aid to help people set up gardens and whatnot in Gaza. But also, like I said before, it's an opportunity to all come together and meet and organise and, you know, plan next steps.
Yeah. And you've given us a very good kind of overview of the Solidarity Cup, and because I think one thing that's sort of in the background that I think you probably have, I'd love to kind of hear your kind of reflections on, but I want to kind of hear some of your reflections on what you think about the kind of role of sport in the Palestine liberation struggle, because I guess just my start off reflection I have is the Palestine's incredible kind of performance in the Asia Cup kind of recently actually provided a lot of inspiration for Palestinians, especially since this was in the context where they were suffering from some of the worst sort of genocides that they've experienced, and yet they were able to give such a probably the best kind of performance, and it probably served as a massive inspiration for Palestinians kind of all over the world, like it giving a sense of optimism and hope. And of course, I also had the experience of going to see Palestine versus Jordan game in as part of the Asian Cup in 2014, and I think it was just probably one of the most incredible kind of experiences being part of just being in the Palestine sort of supporter sort of lane. So kind of I want to hear some of your reflections a bit on that.
So that's sort of the biggest aspect of it for me. The importance of football, like, I mean, not to downplay, of course, all the very important material needs and stuff that are being destroyed right now, but the importance of football is massive in terms of just that sense of, like, identity. And that has been actually a big part of the occupation throughout the years, has been deliberately targeting players, deliberately stopping Palestinian teams from participating in tournaments, because, of course, if Palestine is successful in an international tournament, then you're going to see the Palestine flag up there in, you know, on display everywhere, and the team representing the country. And there's a history, in fact, of the team actually being detained at the airport on the way to World Cup qualifiers and stuff and having to forfeit games. So, like, them being able to, like, I don't know, like, celebrate that collective identity on the world stage is massive. And that's, a sort of a big part of why the hub, a big part of the inspiration for the Community Soccer Hub founding in the first place is how important sport can be for that.
You had some experience living and working as a music teacher in the West Bank, and I guess do you have any kind of interesting kind of experiences or reflections that you kind of like to share from that time in your life, especially in relation to kind of everything we've sort of discussed up to this kind of point?
It's sort of hard for me to keep concise because it was unbelievable, just the experience there. Big part of what I realised about the importance of football was that when I was there, I don't think I was a particularly good teacher, but I found that if I was running, you know, little football sessions before class, the kids would actually turn up. And so, like, I mean, that was something that I brought back home to me here when we started the Soccer Hub, which is realising the importance of football as sort of like a catalyst for people from all over the place connecting.
Absolutely. And I think I'm probably one of the, because I'm football, I Football is generally probably the sport I kind of enjoy the most and the one I follow, and I don't really follow much sports mostly. I mean, I skipped out on most of the Olympics. I didn't watch anything from the Olympics, basically. But I think one of the things about football as well is it's always been a kind of important sport for a lot of marginalized communities all over the world. Yep. Because I think one of the things about football that makes it very appealing as well is, you know, all you need is a ball and you can pretty much kind of play it anywhere. Whereas there's like sports like, you know, golf, on others that actually require lots of expensive equipment to be able to play it properly. Whereas, you know, football, you just need a ball, need some grass and you can play a great game with it.
Yep. Very accessible.
That's
sort of exactly what the Hub was about. It was founded 10 years ago. It's a little bit hard to explain the sort of like sporting ecosystem of Australia, but it's very, very difficult to gain access to grounds and facilities unless you're associated with a big mainstream sporting club. And there's a lot of barriers to access involved with that, especially for newly arrived communities, and low socioeconomic communities can cost up to $1,000 to join a club. You have to then sort of like be part of that club, take on the uniform, and a lot of community groups just want to play casually. So the Community Soccer Hub was founded in partnership with a bunch of different community groups and organisations to try and, I guess, fill that gap. We've got our beautiful Selwyn Park in Albion now, and it's absolutely packed every night of the week of players from all over who may not be able to afford or may not understand sort of like the mainstream Australian sporting environment enough to you know, join the local big club. So, yeah, that's kind of the point of the Soccer Hub.
All right. Well, do you have any kind of like final comments you kind of want to include, including you can even repeat some of the details of the Solidarity Cup for our listeners, just in case anyone is sort of tuned in?
Yeah. Solidarity Cup on September the 14th at Selwyn Park in Albion. It's a fundraiser, but also just a great opportunity to, you know, get together. There's so much like gaslighting and nonsense going on in the world. It's nice to be around people who give a shit. So
yeah,
September the 14th, come and have a kick or just hang out and eat some food and meet some people and yeah.
Yeah, we encourage listeners to definitely come out for a day of football, and help raise funds for Palestine. And you got to register by Saturday, 31st of August, just to, if you can.
It's pretty full, so you better get in quick.
Before that. We'll make some links. Register online. Yep. We'll make links available to this in our show notes. And you can also find details where we've shared it on greenleft.org.au/events. And Simon, you were saying that funds raised from all ticket sales will go to Palestine Sports for Life in Gaza and the West Bank and the Gazan Urban Women Forum or some. What was the other one?
Oh, Agripreneurs.
Agripreneurs, right. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
No, we'd really like to thank you for coming in to the studio to promote this, and thanks for all your solidarity and organising this, what looks like shaping up to be a really exciting event.